This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want by dialing toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have available to you Skype. You can Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Do send a contact request. A few people have done that today. They will be approved. And then once your request is approved, it'll be easy for you to get on with us via Skype. Ian and Mark in the studio as normal on a Monday evening. But Derek J feeling a little under the weather today. His voice was having a tough time. It sounded better before the show, but I said, you know, I already asked Chris Cantwell to come in because he had come down to say he was feeling better. And I said, just take the night off. Better to take it easy and rest up. Make sure you're ready to go. So Derek is out. Chris Cantwell is in. Hey, Chris.
Good to be with you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I think this is your first time behind a, you know, like a microphone here as a co-host.
Yes, as a co-host behind a microphone in studio, yes. This is the first time. I've obviously been a guest a few times, mostly remotely, and I am glad to be in studio with you fine gentlemen today. Thank you for having me.
Poked, cajoled, crucified at times, but today he's behind a mic.
You didn't have to come very far either. You now live across the street from the LRN.FM studios.
Yes, as has been famously published by our good friends over at StopFreeKeen.com, I now live across the street from the Free Talk Live studio, and it's a blast. I've got a nice three-bedroom house over there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get the roommate or two in there. And wonderful, wonderful neighbors.
So, yeah, I'm grateful that you're here. And I actually just posted an article about you at freekeen.com saying that you're back and some of my thoughts about that. But also posting up a video that you produced over the weekend, was it, a few days ago, where you not only burned the U.S. flag, but shoot holes in the U.S. flag prior to, with both a assault rifle, for lack of a better term, and
it's going to be one of those shows,
and a handgun as well. So
yeah, I had
what inspired that that video?
It's clearly my love of country, Ian. I had gotten my hands on a Sega 12, a semi-automatic shotgun, and I decided to set off some fireworks for the 4th of July in the form of buckshot through an American flag. And then when I ran out of ammo, I unloaded my handgun into it, and then I set it on fire because I find when I see, Independence Day is this celebration supposedly of overthrowing a tyrannical government. I think that we presently live as subjects of a tyrannical government now, and so to worship the flag that represents that government sort of offends me, so I decided to make this very provocative flag desecration video.
So when you say it's provocative, and I would agree with you, what do you think, what is the point, other than clicks and flame wars, what are you trying to achieve? Is it clicks and flame wars?
Well, I mean, clicks and flame wars help, right? I mean, this puts advertising revenue in my pocket, so, I mean, that's part of it, obviously. However, I would like to turn moderates into radicals and radicals into movers. That's more or less my goal here. That's the reason I came to this place.
Now, noteworthy, and Mark, I'm curious to know, because Mark has always been, for Christopher and for new listeners, Mark has always been a big critic of, burning flags.
Well, flags tend to be in a public space. So one thing that I think that there's worth mentioning here is Chris took a video, and it makes it less about place and right. more about, the act. And that's an important thing to me.
Right. Right. He wasn't doing this as Anarcho Jesse, who was a previous mover as part of the Free State Project, as he did it. Anarcho Jesse did it in Central Square, right in the heart of downtown Keene for everyone
but
to see.
But he did it with a UN flag, a New Hampshire flag, and a U.S. flag.
In Chris's video, it's just the U.S. flag, and it's done, obviously, in someone's backyard. There's no one else around except for the cameraman.
And the nice thing about having burned three flags is you could say, if somebody calls in upset about flag burning, you can say, which one? Which, you know, makes them say, well, I particularly like this particular color of fabric. You know, this is the fabric that's important to me, and that it makes sort of, you know, there's it points out a certain level of the ludicrousness. What I like about what Chris did, in the sense that he's not in one particular place. If I were to like anything about this particular act, and I don't know that I do, at the very least he's not turning my neighbors against me. Mm-hmm. at nearly the rate that burning a U.S. flag in Central Square would do.
Yeah, so clearly, I mean, there's something to be said for provocative things out in public spaces that draw the ire of your neighbors, and I can see benefit in that. Certainly the goal of this one was clearly to, you know, put on a show for people who wanted to see it. Now, of mm-hmm. course, I do things that are for people who want to see them, for subscribers and that sort of thing, and of course people who don't want to see it end up watching it
they
anyway
it.
And sending me death threats and sort of that sort of thing, and I always find that sort of entertaining. But yeah, I, you know, to do it in Central Square, I'm not saying that I would not do it. It was certainly not the same goal or statement that I was trying to make, and I can definitely see the difference.
So you're right. Yeah, you're reaching out with this activism. And again, you can watch the video at freekeen.com. We'll post the link up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter here in a moment.
Love to hear people's opinion on this subject.
But you know what you're doing, it sounds like, is and this was pretty clear to me. This was a message to people who agree that, you know, the flag is this terrible symbol. It's a symbol of the state, symbol of violence, symbol of war, and it's...
I think it's inarguable that flags are war banners. I mean, I think that that's an inarguable point.
Well, I think someone would argue to say that they believe the flag symbolizes freedom. I mean, that's the counter argument there. It's not about war. It's about the, you know, God, guns, and country, and freedom, and, you know, apple pie and fireworks and stuff like that.
I think that's what governments would want you to believe.
But yes, historically they were carried in wars. Right?
North Korea wants you to believe that their flag represents freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so I still have subscribers, viewers, readers that think there are comments on the video right now that you know the flag represents the country, not the government, and this sort of thing. And I mean, I have sort of still people who are into Ron Paul or even moving into the Rand Paul realm now who are listening to what I say. I'd really like for those people to give up any idea that they're going to fix the state. I think that it's a terribly detrimental idea, and I think that one way to do that is to make them hate their flag, and because I hate the flag. I think if they hated the flag too, if they saw what it represented and you know, despised it the way that I do, I think that the world would be a better place, frankly.
Well, I don't know if people embracing hatred will make the world a better place, but I think that's maybe a point that we certainly will disagree on. I don't like the flag. I don't think it's a particularly pretty flag. You know, I don't like what it stands for. But
do you have a favorite flag?
I try to keep hate out of my heart. I like the peace flag that we have here in the studio that you can see on our webcams.
Is there a particular – you said that the flag, and I assume you're talking about the U.S. flag. That's the one that he shot and burned.
Yes, thank you. I was talking about the U.S. flag.
You said that it's not a particularly pretty flag, and I'm sort of asking, is there a country or state or province flag that you like? Okay, so
no,
you just
they
don't
all
like
do
flags.
Have those nasty. No, I love this peace flag. It's right here in the back room.
Okay, a flag that
you're talking about. I don't like country's flags.
Fabric that you hang from a pole is a little different than the fabric that you hang from a pole that a group of the most successful armed gang in a given geographic area claims as their own.
Yeah, I don't like armed gang flags.
Governments are not exactly known for their pretty artwork, right? I mean,
sure.
It's not their
You
got to
say the Canadian flag, pretty cool comparatively. It's newer. It's much newer than the U.S. flag. And the Argentinians and the Uruguayans have that sun, that smiling sun in there. I mean, who doesn't like a smiley face in your flag?
So, Your event, Chris, was something directed towards the YouTube channel, the viewers, getting clicks, views, maybe inspiring people to make the move to New Hampshire or whatever, whereas maybe Anarcho Jesse's event, where he burned three flags in public, was more for the libertarian macho flash spectacle of, hey, look how badass I am, and et cetera, et cetera.
There may have been some look at how badass I am in my video as well. And then the other thing, you know, the comments, what people are sort of noticing in that video is that I'm not exactly like a firearms expert either. Like, people are just commenting all over about, you know, how poorly I handled these weapons, even though I did manage to hit the flag every single time.
And you did seem a little loose with the guns.
But. Yeah. So that was actually my first time firing the Sega 12, mm-hmm. and I was a little scared, actually. I thought that this thing was going to kick like a mule. It's a 12 gauge that I was shooting.
We'll come back with more. Hold that thought. Okay. More with Chris Cantwell. Your thoughts welcome. 855-453. Free talk.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live.
Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial on in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian, and we also have...
Chris.
And Mark.
Chris Cantwell is joining us from ChristopherCantwell.com, also the host of Some Garbage Podcast. Is
yep,
that the name of
that's it?
It. How many episodes you up to so far on that?
I think I just did my 11th episode.
Still pretty fresh then.
Yeah,
huh?
We did 10 in New York with my former business partner, Eddie, and then I moved out of that office and we had sort of stopped doing it. And then Rapture came by the other day to do, it was more of a sound check than anything else, but it was going well, so we ended up making a two-hour show out of it. And
cool.
I'm going to try to start doing that weekly here.
Excellent. And, yeah, you just moved into New Hampshire just a few weeks ago. It's, I think, been less than a month at this point. You're back in New Hampshire, and, you know, there's a lot of people who've left over the years, Chris, and they all say they're going to come back, but most of them haven't come back yet. Now, you know, maybe they'll show up in another decade or 5 years or something like that, but, you know, kudos to you for actually making it back up here.
Yeah, some of them probably wait until it's, I don't know, is it until it's cool? Is it like the trendy thing to do? Is that what they're waiting for?
I don't know. You know, people just have different paths that they're on in their lives, and they, you know, there's something calls them away. Young people, for instance, a little more flighty, they're more likely to go somewhere else for a little while and maybe come back later, but you came back. Why'd you come back? Especially because you were kicked out of the Free State Project. Actually, hold the answer to that question. We'll get back to it here, and we can talk more about the flag-burning thing, too. I want to tell you about Passports for Bitcoin first. So go to passportsforbitcoin.com. There are a lot of reasons why somebody like you might want a second passport or to renounce their citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing U.S. citizenship, and that's done all over the world, whether it's governmental intrusion on privacy or protest against foreign policy to protect your wealth, avoid pointless regulations, or onerous taxation, or as a refuge. You might want to get a second passport or even change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com. And, of course, they take Bitcoin, which means that it's yet another way that Bitcoins can offer you more freedom. Passportsforbitcoin.com. So you were kicked out of the Free State Project last year, Chris. And it was interesting. You didn't come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, although the Pork Fest security seemed to certainly think that you were there. That's a whole other story. It's actually one worth telling. But I actually had a conversation with Larkin Rose on the air about some of the issues between you and the Free State Project. And, you know, to sum it all up in as short a time as possible, you were booted because of an article that you wrote that sort of alluded to the idea of using violence against the state. And you were pretty unapologetic about your opinions on that. And they asked you to rescind the article or correct, you know, change the wording somewhat. You didn't do that. And the Free State Project board, not the members, the board, decided to remove your Free State Project participancy.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty accurate description of what happened as far as why I came back anyway. I mean, I came here looking for freedom. It's a topic I take pretty seriously. I'm have to take on the state in order to accomplish that. So the state is obviously a pretty big obstacle to one who seeks liberty in their lifetime. And if I'm going to take on that sort of obstruction to my freedom, I'll be damned if the Free State Project is going to stand in the way of that. Mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to try to prevent me from finding liberty in my lifetime is going to find that I'm a pretty tough rival to conquer, you know.
So you thought you still want to be with a community of liberty-oriented people, whether or not the Free State Project is a factor is immaterial?
The community of liberty-minded people is certainly a part of it, and most of the people that I come into contact with here actually like me pretty well. I'm actually pretty well-liked, despite some of what a lot of people might portray, a very vocal
minority. In real life,
you're not much
like you are online, I've got to say.
Well, there's a certain amount of, you know, look, Christopher Cantwell is a character and a human being. being, as others have alluded to before. And the character is based on a true story. I mean, it's actually happening. Like, I really am a really angry guy. I do think I have a lot of really legitimate reasons to be upset. I really do have a very dark sort of sick sense of humor, if you will. And this is all actually happening. But yes, I mean, if you interact with me in person, I'm really actually quite pleasant to deal with for the most part. But in any case, so the community is certainly part of it, but I mean, just the fact I'm from New York, dude. I mean, I can open carry a gun here. I don't even need a permit to do that. I have one.
How's that feel, by the way?
It feels pretty good. It's a calming thing, really.
You almost got arrested for it today, though. Not for open carry.
I don't want to discuss that. I should have said something to you about that. But yeah, there was a certain incident where I walked into a certain space where somebody was like, "Hey, get that out of here." And
there are only so many spaces where that can be said.
Right, exactly.
In New Hampshire, there are only a few places you can't go with a gun.
Right.
So by process of elimination, you might be able to guess where that space was.
Right. So, but for the most part,
I don't believe their claim, by the way, Chris. I think that there's no sign saying there's no guns allowed. How would you know that there's no guns allowed? Obviously, I shouldn't say more than that, but there was no signage, no notice whatsoever. You were put on notice after you walked in there, but
right. So, yeah, I'm happy to discuss this off the air. I'm a little worried about this one, frankly. So
I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
I probably shouldn't be, but I know that I'm going to become a target for law enforcement just for the things that I say on the internet here, and I'd really prefer to, you know, stay in compliance with their laws. And if I make a mistake, then I'd prefer to get that swept under the carpet as fast as possible.
And you apologize for it, and actually when I went in there, I said, he didn't know. He actually asked me before he went in, and I said, I don't know. You know. Anyway, we'll leave that as it is. But that's what happens. You know, if you're an activist, eventually there's a good chance somebody's going to threaten you. Somebody in the state is going to threaten you with an arrest, even though, and you're pretty cautious. I mean, you say things that are offensive to people, but you don't actually do much that's, you know, dangerous or stupid. As far as like, I complimented you in the article that I wrote at freekeen.com about how when we went out on the peace march a couple years ago during the Memorial Day parade here in Keene, that there was some guy who got up in your face and pushed you and was obviously trying to instigate some sort of physical encounter with you, and you wouldn't have it. You backed that guy down. Not through violence, but through just simply de-escalating the situation. And so when you had the chance to draw down and blast a guy for touching you, you didn't, you know?
Well, when I'm carrying a gun, I'm really not inclined to get into fistfights. You know, in New York, if somebody provokes me, I'm probably a lot more likely to hit that person because I'm afraid, right? Like, I'm like, well, you know, this guy might, you know, beat me up. When I have a gun on me, I'm like, I had better, you know, de-escalate the situation before I have to shoot this guy because I don't want to get into a fistfight and then him take my weapon. You know, if I can't get into a fist fight with a gun on my hip, because then, you know, he might get my gun. So, I'm calmer here as a result of being able to carry my weapon because I don't have to worry about as much.
We'll come back with more about your situation, Chris, here. We've actually got the pizza guy on the line in North Dakota. Pizza guy, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello there.
Hello, it's the pizza guy.
Hi, cleaning lady again. And the accountant.
And
real people. Okay.
We had some issues we were going back and forth with ourselves, and we thought we would bring Free Talk Live into the mix to kind of try to work it out.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can help you with your issues. I don't know. You know, none of us are trained counselors, but we are talk show hosts.
The advice is worth what you pay for it.
Yeah. we are people with opinions, and we can share those. So stand by. We're going to come back to you here, and your thoughts certainly welcome, whether it's on the issue of burning flags or whatever the pizza guy is going to talk to us about here in moments. 855-453, you take control.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886. Today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online by dropping into freetalklive.com and enjoying the features that are waiting for you on the site. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. And also, you can go to proxpn.com/FTL. Learn about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and it allows your online data to be encrypted, meaning that your internet service provider will no longer be able to snoop on what you're doing online. They're probably keeping records, in some cases as long as 5 years, of every search that you enter, every website that you visit. This information can be used against you. It can be used to sell, you know, your info. And there's no reason for them to have that information. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android devices, even Linux users. Setup's a little different for Linux users, but you can get it working. It's actually pretty simple. proxpn.com/FTL. Go there, grab the software, and get started, and encrypt your data. Not only does it protect you from your ISP snooping on you, but it also protects you, let's say you're at a coffee shop, maybe on a Wi-Fi device. It'll make it so you're safer from people sniffing out your packets and maybe grabbing your credit card info or your bank account information. So it's very, very useful. Check out proxpn.com/FTL. When you go with their premium package, you get the unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, and the ability to privately torrent. And you can get it all for $5 a month with our code FTL20. That saves you 20% off for the lifetime of your account. So you can get started right now for free at proxpn.com/FTL. Upgrade to the premium package with code FTL20. And keep in mind, it's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose here except your privacy. And ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. As we go back to the pizza guy, he is with us here on Skype and also with a couple of ladies on the line as well. Pizza guy, what was on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so we were having kind of a discussion. It kind of branched out from one of my Facebook posts where what I said in response to my transgender sister, brother, in kind of a vein of that, I said, if your goal is to individuate yourself, why attach yourself to another group and think that you're so oppressed? Life sucks and it's tough for all of us. And so my Japanese immigrant wife kind of agreed with me because she seems to say, I'm a woman, I'm an immigrant, I'm Asian, and I could make that all kinds of excuses for all kinds of things, but I don't. So, you know, so my wife agrees with me. But my mother, the accountant, is a lesbian, and she says, no, you have no idea how tough it is to be a lesbian. And so she tends to kind of favor my cousin, transgender, brother, sister, cousin person.
Okay, so what I'm trying to do is to rate on a scale of 1 to 10 how oppressed you, is an anarchist and atheist? Is that the term you use?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
An anarchist and an atheist are comparative to a lesbian, female, Asian. Is that right?
No,
you're mixing the two women together.
Okay, I just thought that maybe that's what we were, that was the story.
If I've got it right, let me see if I've got it right, because it's thrown around confusing. A lot of different terms here, right? So there's the lesbian, there's a lesbian, a transgendered person, separate people, and there is an Asian immigrant woman, right? And then there's the anarchist atheist gentleman. Is this correct?
You got it.
So who's more oppressed?
Well, so my whole point is life sucks. We're all oppressed. Get over it. Stop affiliating yourself with a group and feeling sorry for yourself. Just live your life. My immigrant Asian wife agrees. My lesbian mother disagrees.
Okay. What are you trying to call us for, though? What do you want from us?
We're supposed to give the rating. Okay, so first off, I'd like to
I want to clarify. What exactly are you looking for?
Well, yeah. What do you think?
Call the ball, Ian.
Call
the ball.
Wait, what are you asking me that I think? Who's more oppressed? Is that the question?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Is it about who's more oppressed, or is everybody oppressed and life just kind of sucks and you should let it all go?
I think life is a wonderful thing and there's a lot to appreciate about it.
Ian, with the positivity always. Listen, life does suck. You're correct, sir. And look, none of you are being oppressed based on your gender or your sexuality. I'm not sure. I'm not aware of any laws against transgendered people. I'm not aware of any laws against lesbians being enforced. I'm pretty sure, immigrants have one thing going. You know, they've got to go through the immigration system and stuff like that.
Be oppressed.
The rest is markets, folks. And I mean, if people want to,
but there are laws against atheists, and there are laws against anarchists.
Discriminating against white people and men. And there's.
I'm sorry. Go ahead again. Who
accountant?
Who is that?
This is the account. There are laws against lesbianism.
Really?
Especially in our state. Yes, I could be sent to jail if I was actively known in my state.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And I know that there are, in fact, different, in some cases, ages of consent for homosexual activity as well.
So I would like to say that, first off, the most oppressed person here is the ex-convict. And
that's you.
That's me. But no, I think that...
Well, actually, all three of us have been to jail, but you've been to prison.
I think it shows up in the, you know, what is visible to people immediately. I can walk down the street and I don't I get out of speeding tickets all the time just because I look like the kind of guy that a cop should let out of a speeding ticket. I think that the way you look, especially transgendered, is a particularly difficult one. I can only imagine what it's like to be stuck in a body that I don't think is mine, you know, for whatever reason. I can imagine that's really terrible. I don't know what it's like, and so therefore I tend to give those people a lot of sort of birth, because I imagine that's very difficult. However, I would agree, there's all kinds of minorities, and the smallest minority is the minority of one, but I also think that if somebody can say, I don't like them folks there because of the way they look, that the... they get a special kind of discrimination. So I think lesbians dodge that one unless they have on the belt chain and a short haircut. And I think that, but I don't think transgenders do.
The accountant does have a short haircut. So
no wallet chain or whatever you talked about, and the haircut that is short is not a dyke cut.
Well, the one thing about older ladies is they tend, the older ladies at some point come to a point in their life, they want their hair like they want their men, short and easy to manage, right? So it's okay if you're of a certain age.
I would have to agree.
Are you saying old women like shorter men?
They just want their men easy to manage, really.
Oh, okay.
But it's funny to add the short in.
I mean, have we brought you what you were looking for here tonight, guys? I'm not sure if we've...
Everybody's complaining that they're being oppressed. I mean, there's not a group in this world who's not like, I'm being oppressed, I'm being oppressed, I'm being oppressed. And I think it gets really tired, frankly.
I'd like to speak out for husbands. My God, well, the kind of work we have to do all the time, we're practically work mules for the
Yeah,
for
but
the
you get rewarded with sex. Oh, wait, never mind.
Oh, wait, never mind.
Lesbian, I have...
Oh, sorry, this is not an internet radio show. But, so she was saying something about women, and then she used the F-bomb, so I really don't know where she was going with that.
She was saying that they were a lot of work.
As
a lesbian, she tends to agree that women are a lot of work.
Got it.
So she has a certain affinity for husbands.
All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but, so you think life sucks, huh, Chris Cantwell?
Well, look, life can be a beautiful thing, all right?
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of beautiful things about life, and they're surrounded by miserable, awful experiences like pulled over by the police and paying taxes and all sorts of terrible things that we have to deal with, interacting
being
with people that we don't necessarily like, and, you know, all sorts of,
people
saying nasty things
to you.
Well,
how would you know what was nice if there weren't nasty things?
That's really the point here, Ian, is that you can, what you're just saying is, oh, it's a lovely sunny day, and what Chris is saying is, you know what?
It's also lovely when it's raining.
It's not lovely when it's raining.
Yes, it is.
You look up, you're going to get water in your eye. That's not lovely.
Poor baby.
However, if you wake up one morning and say, I don't feel pain, I really enjoy that, it's because you can only enjoy that because you had pain at some point in the past.
That's true.
To experience that.
The contrast is necessary to know what the differences are. 855 450 free and to choose your preference.
When do I get the fun talk show host?
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're inviting you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can talk about being oppressed or whether the world is good or bad or life sucks or if it's beautiful. Any topic goes here on Free Talk Live. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Christopher Cantwell, anarchist, atheist, expletive.
And Mark?
ChristopherCantwell.com is his website. Our website's freetalklive.com. There's lots of great features up there waiting for you. Now, also waiting for you, your first Bitcoins or more Bitcoins. Maybe you've already bought some and you're looking to get some more and you want to get them fast. ExpressCoin.com can help you out. Actually, they're doing more than Bitcoins now. They're doing Dogecoin. They're doing Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. You can get them all through using a check, wire transfer, money order, even cash deposit at the credit unions that have what's called shared branching. So they make it so easy to get Bitcoins. ExpressCoin.com can help you out, and they're really focused on customer service. Go to ExpressCoin.com, grab their smartphone app if you want to grab that, and you can get started there, or just do it through their website, ExpressCoin.com. And the $40 deal, as I understand it, is still in effect, meaning that if you buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoins, you pay no transaction fee. There's no cost to you on top of the actual cost of the Bitcoins. If you go over $40, it's a 3% transaction fee, which is an awesome fee. I don't think you can beat it in the industry. So go and check it out at ExpressCoin.com. As we continue here, in fact, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Daniel on the line in Pittsburgh. You're on Free Talk Live, Daniel.
Hi, how's it going?
Daniel? Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I was just thinking the other day, I was hearing some ads on your show about passports for Bitcoin. And, you know, I've thought about that kind of thing before. You know, renouncing citizenship and stuff like that. And I was just wondering if you guys, I don't know if any of you have ever done that or if you know what it's like. I don't know, you know, and it also, you know, how much success, you know, if people reject their citizenship as opposed to renouncing it, does that normally work? Stuff like, I don't know. I just want to know.
What do you mean by rejecting your citizenship?
Well, you know, instead of formally renouncing it and, you know, paying the taxes and whatever, couldn't you just say, well, I don't want to be a citizen, I'm not a citizen, I never was.
That's how I do it personally. I mean, I'm with you, Daniel. I think that they're going to have to prove I'm a citizen if they want to claim that I'm a citizen, and I don't think they can prove it because many court decisions have been made saying that there's no obligation to protect you, there's no obligation to provide you with any services, and so therefore, to me, that nullifies the definition of citizen, which is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. There's no obligation to protect, been certified by the Supreme Court multiple times in multiple cases, so therefore, there can be no citizen. So to me, if you want to claim, or if the government guys want to claim that I'm a citizen, the burden of proof should be on them to prove that. But nonetheless, the passports for Bitcoin thing is useful because whether you believe in citizenship or not, getting an extra passport could be very useful.
But the government believes in citizenship, and all of them do. It's essentially the new slavery. You are their tax animal, your tax livestock, and that's what you do. You create money for them if you work with inside their geographic boundaries or they claim you or whatever their set of rules is. So as far as they're concerned, you must have a brand. It can be you can switch brands, but you must have a brand. It's like you couldn't move to Antarctica and say that I am a citizen of Antarctica.
Well, now hold on. I mean, there is the world passport thing too, and the guy who purports that promotes that, he claims that it works, although he's gone to jail a few times over it. So
yeah, if you're going to jail, it doesn't sound like it's, you know, the best of all strategies possible. And I would point out also that citizenship is not a prerequisite of demanded obedience by a government. You know, if you live within their arbitrary geopolitical boundary, they will hold you accountable to their laws, including their taxes.
Oh, so I've tried to tell them, whoa, how'd you get into jurisdiction over me? And they don't care.
And there's people out there on the internet who will say that by renouncing your citizenship that you gain all these benefits, and while you're within their arbitrary geopolitical boundary, that is not the case. So I mean, if you go overseas and you earn money, I believe that your citizenship is then a liability because then the United States wants its money and the UK wants its money or wherever you happen to be. So I mean, that's where you can benefit is if you go overseas and then you renounce your citizenship, you might gain something from it. But if you're within the arbitrary geopolitical boundary of the United States and you renounce your citizenship, then I don't know exactly what benefits you gain from citizenship, but you will lose them and gain nothing by renouncing it.
Right. I think you have to make about $100,000 a year outside of the U.S. and essentially intend to come back, want to have the ability to come back in order to, pay these. Then this tax burden is upon you. The St. Kitts program, in order to get citizenship, the thing I looked at there, they have a couple of options, but the most expensive is essentially buy a $400,000 piece of property, and I think that's if you have a family, and then you'll be they go through the whole process and you'll be a citizen. I don't quote me on this. This is what I looked at the one time that I sort of looked
at
it.
You didn't go through with it.
I'm not going to go through with it. I don't think it's
not for you.
Yeah, it's not really sort of made for me. But I think that having a second passport is an entirely different situation.
Yeah.
If you want to. you know, get out of
Do you need to buy a house for that, though?
That's No.
Okay.
That's no, I mean, a passport, if you have a second passport, and I don't know exactly how that works, but, I mean, there's
passports
a lot of...
Passports for Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's there's definitely a benefit to having, you know, a second passport.
Absolutely. It can't be revoked as easily, right? Like, if the U.S. wants to revoke your passport, I had a passport at one time, and then they sent me, you know, or it was actually time to renew it, and I looked into renewing it, and it was, like, one of the requirements with renewing the passport was you had to consent to your name being sent to the Treasury so they could research you and, you know, determine whether you owed them something or whatever. I don't want to make any other contracts with the federal government. When I first got my passport, I didn't have the same principle, you know, viewpoint on things that I do today. And so I decided I don't want to have any agreements outstanding with the federal government. I don't want to consent to this, so I'm not going to renew the passport.
Well, and of course, when you make agreements, quote unquote, with the federal government, those are not agreements, right?
This true, is, this they, is are coercive, under but, they are under coercion, but I don't like putting my name on a line if I don't have
to. Yeah, I can understand that. And I mean, I don't know what, if any, relationship they have with passports for Bitcoin, but I know Jeff Berwick at the Dollar Vigilante, they do a lot of like the expatriate stuff, and, mm-hmm. and they will help you with what he calls becoming a PT or a perpetual traveler or perpetual right, tourist or private taxpayer.
Where you move just often enough to avoid residency requirements.
Yeah, and there's, you know, a lot of, you know, benefits involved in that, but that gets extremely expensive, so I don't know, unless you're sort of like a millionaire or something like that, might not necessarily be the best course.
Daniel, have we kind of addressed your question appropriately, or do you have anything else?
That was all really helpful information. One thing I was kind of thinking, though, was what, does it make it any more difficult to live in the U.S.? I mean, I know you said it's not going to get you out of laws or taxes or anything, but can you still get a driver's license?
Does what? Renouncing citizenship?
Right. If you renounce it, can you still get a driver's license?
That would make things more difficult.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you'll have a driver's license from wherever you are, and you can drive on that in the United States.
But could you renew as a non-citizen?
Renew what?
A driver's license.
Your United States driver's license?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a United States driver's license. You would have a driver's license from wherever you were.
I'm sorry. His question was, would it make things easier if you were in the United States and you renounce citizenship within the United States?
Make things more difficult.
My answer is no, that would not make things more easy for you.
I had a friend who did this, and, you know, you're going to have to do a certain level of traveling. You're going to have to stay certain places for a certain period of time. You know, government citizenship to for better or for worse is tied to geography, and you know, they want you to be, you know, in different places at different times. So I think that yes, it will certainly, you know, cause a certain level of problems, but it depends on whether it's worth it for you. You should go to this, you know, should go to passportsforbitcoin.com and start researching through the St. Kitts program and see whether that is for you.
Daniel, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. I don't want to do a renunciation of citizenship because, first of all, I think it'll put you on somebody's radar, and I don't want to interact with the government in unnecessary ways that I don't have to. And secondly, I don't believe I'm a citizen in the first place, so how can I renounce something that I never embraced in the first place? That's something that doesn't exist. It's just an idea, and it's a false idea.
Yeah, and I went through a lot of, if you will, the sovereign citizen stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, I've been through that, too.
Listening to Michael Bednarik and Creditors in Commerce, and I listened to probably hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of pages of text and stuff like that. And some of the things that they tell you, like, sound really good, that, like, you're going to drive without a driver's license, and that's going to be totally cool, and the police really aren't going to shoot you on the side of the highway if you disobey them. And that's not how things work. Right. You know, this is a violent criminal organization that demands that you do what they say, and if you don't, they will kill you, and there's no paperwork that you can file to change that.
That said, there are some heroic people who do drive without driver's licenses. It's just you got to be willing to go spend a few nights in jail over it every here and there and every now and then when they get you.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jay Noon, for instance, is someone who does not have a license, and he's been driving his whole adult life. So those people do exist. We need more of them.
Kit, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and license plate bingo?
I found Alaska.
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy on ABVI.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.